Valley, Quebec.
Edwin 0TR. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon. Hope you got all your shopping done.
I'm trying to move a bar stool here, Bill, so I can sit down in front of the computer. I just heard you. I was in the back bedroom there. We didn't have very much to pick up, but I was amazed at how nicely they over remodeled the Walmart down there in Greer. It looks pretty nice, and it was getting kind of scuddy. But the pharmacy looks nice and everything. The most shocking thing, though, was I went to pick up some grapefruit just to have some extra ones, because we usually buy them at Sam's or Costco's. And they're about $9 and something, under 10 for a bag of 8. They was marked $5.98 a piece after I'd already loaded up 4 of them in the cart. And I was going to get a half dozen. And I asked a girl to check it with her phaser. And she checked, oh no, that's the correct price. $6 a piece. Oh, thank you, Joe.
Well, you have to be careful. Now you have to be careful when you go into restaurants anymore. Lynn and I went to a restaurant. This was probably about a month ago. We thought we ordered off the menu. However, Lane wanted a double order. I wanted some extra. I think it was what was it? It was a seafood place, and I think it was oysters. But she wanted some extra oysters, which they did. But anyway, long story short of that is. By modifying our order, instead of paying the price that was on the menu and then them letting us know what it was, they didn't tell us how much it would modify the price for what should have been like maybe about $40, I guess, total, if we had drinks and everything in there. It was $100. And my jaw just about dropped off. And I sent the waitress back and said, this cannot be right. And I said, oh, yeah, well, you asked for extra oysters. And we put the jumbo ones on there. And then on mine, they said, well, it was out of season. I forget what mine was. But it was out of season. But anyway, instead of about $40, it was $100. Had no idea it was going to be that expensive.
I would have made the comment I could have drove down to Florida and caught them myself for that much. Oh, yeah, that's totally ridiculous. It really is. And I'm sure they made no effort to explain it, because that would have cut down on the tip.
Explained anything about it. Well, you know, I think back, well, well, I really don't know what I was thinking. This is after church one day, and we were just going in for, you know, lunch after church. And we've been there 100 times, never had any idea that it would be anything like that. In a way, it was my fault, because I should have known to ask. But they didn't say, oh, well, that's extra, or, you know, they're out of season, so the prices have gone up. That waitress didn't say a word, just not a word. And and then when I was about ready to have a heart attack, you know, I was asking a lot of questions. She couldn't answer any of the questions, so she had to go back and talk to somebody, and she came back with the explanation. So she may not have been there that long, I don't know. But I tell you, that taught me a lesson. To the darn menu item and say, I want one of those. And if I want anything extra, how much is it going to cost me? I mean, that, because I was shocked.
And 40, JC.
Yeah, that's shocking. I'm not tight, but I don't like to get, I don't know how you'd say it, screwed, I suppose you'd say, Bill, and I don't know how to say it any nicer, but that's wrong. Was Bill, before I go over to Jerry there, was that nice seafood place there on the main drag as you're coming out of Simpsonville?
Yeah, it was, it's Silver Bay, that's where it was. Been there, you know, lots and lots of times. And the food was excellent. I just couldn't believe the price. And nobody ever said it was going to be more or, you know, brought our attention that it would change the price of the menu items. But it's Silver Bay is where it was.
Yep, Roger. It's in 0TR. We've been there quite a few times. Not a lot, because we live up here, of course. But when we go to a ball game or something for the grandkids, that's a really nice place with the big aquarium and all, and they do have great food there. Well, that's my tip of the day. I'll keep my eye out for that if we go back down that way. Simpsonville's getting awfully crowded anymore down there. N4DJC, N0TR. I'm talking to Bill, N4IQ. Jerry, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bill. I just wanted to mention, if you want oysters, the place to go in Greenville is Bimini's, just off Pelham Road near Haywood. They have theirs on Tuesdays, they're half price, steamed or raw on a half shell, 50 cents a piece. And theirs are fresh and they're always good. It's not a real high class joint as far as atmosphere, but it's more like it was someplace you'd find on the beach. But the food there's always been good. We try to eat there, you know. We eat there probably about a month. We try to eat there at least once a month. The food there, oysters are you know, just about, like I said, we haven't had a bad one there in probably the last 8 or 10 years. That's a bargain on for a dozen oysters for like $6. You can't beat that. Little side road, just off Pelham, right there, not to even the intersection where Haywood Road runs into Pelham. You go past that intersection, it'll be right there on the left. You might see the sign. There's a Clemson Eye Clinic right there near it. It's on maybe on a different road, but it's right there in that area. It's off the main drag a little bit, but Tuesdays, it's all day Tuesdays, and on Sundays they have half price appetizers. And as I said, it's not real fancy or anything like that. I wouldn't put it in, you know, for a real high-end seafood restaurant, but, you know, it's at least Silver Bay or better. But it's more like a little beach joint. And they're usually packed in there, too. Like I said, the service is pretty good. Everything is fresh. And the price on the half shell, same price as steamed. And getting oysters on a half shell, 50 cents a piece, and these were... Last ones we had were big blue points. I think they were really good. We could only eat about a half a dozen of them. But you can just buy them. You don't have to buy a dozen. You buy a half a dozen or whatever. I mean, the other stuff is good. They have good grouper there. And the other stuff is good there, too. The other dish is a little bit more expensive. You're in the $18 to $20 range. But the oysters and some of the other stuff is just a real bargain. N4DJC.
I hear Bimini's being advertised a lot on 103.3, the radio. I have never been there, but I've heard about it a lot because of the advertising. I'll have to try them out. You're the first person I know that's actually been there. So, and that's not too far from where we live, really. So, that's a... I appreciate you... Let me know about it. Go ahead, Tom.
TR. Yeah, I'm just watching Reba McEntire here on the Country Western channels here. Sometimes I just turn it on the TV. It's classic country. It's on streaming on the Spectrum, Bill. It's pretty good. Yeah, Jerry's an expert on them oysters. Now, I only eat oysters if they're in oyster stew. Otherwise, they kind of turn me off to look at them, but, boy, there's a lot of people just love them. My brother just eat those oysters on a half shell, just slurp them down, and I can't go with that, but the grouper sounds good, and I like flounder. Flounder's good there at Silver Bay. And I forget what else I got there before. Bernice, do you remember? Did they have frog legs there or something? I don't remember. But it's been very nice every time we've been there. I don't want to give $100 for a meal. I'm going to do that, and I'll go to Chop House 47, and there you'll spend about $250, so I don't go there either, Bill. Go ahead.
This has really doubled the prices about any of these restaurants, for real. I didn't watch it. Although I was walking by, and there was our buddy Joe on the TV basically giving some propaganda, but he's explaining all this inflation. He said, well, you know, inflation is a whole lot worse over in Europe. He says, you be living in Europe, you know, and our inflation has actually come down a little bit. Talk about putting a spin on stuff, you know. Just walk into a restaurant. But anyway, I'll still go back to Silver Bay. And I was really ticked off the wall and said I'd never go back. But, you know, I'll just be careful next time and know what can happen. Like I said, I kind of blame a little bit of that on myself. Anyway, I'm not too far from the house here. I was going to mention talking about oysters. So I love oysters. That's how I'm kind of like Jerry there. I can eat oysters anyway. I don't mind the kind of the. I don't mind raw ones. I don't mind, and I really like steam, and I love fried oysters. I really like them. Last night, Lena and I went to a dinner. It was at, I'd never been there before. It was at Rick Irwin's. It was downtown. And it's I call it an upper level restaurant, but it was a get together with the people I used to work with at Greenville Tech. So they're having kind of the Christmas get together, and I'll cut this short in a minute. But long short of it is, Lane ordered some calamari, and I don't know if I had mentioned this to you earlier, but it was really different than any calamari I'd ever had before. It was really, really good. Of course, that squid. A lot of people don't like calamari because they hear it's squid, but it's. Oh, it's really good. I like calamari fried. Anyway, they have it. N4IQ, go ahead, Jerry.
I like calamari too. If it's done right, a lot of times, it's, I'm not sure whether they're cutting the right parts of it off or not. Sometimes it's really tough, but calamari I've had most places was a little tougher than usual. But I don't remember if Bimini's has that. Now, Bimini's not that much. You know, they've got fried foods, but they're... Yeah, fried oysters always are a little more expensive, but their oysters are steamed. They just bring you a bucket out there and you shuck them yourself. But on the half shell, they shuck them for you on the half shell. And the last ones, I took a picture of them. I ain't got any more, but the last ones we got there, they were about, you know, they always tell you where they're from, too. They say, well, where you get them from today? They usually get them packed in mud and wash them off, so it's about as fresh as you can get it. But if you love steamed oysters or raw, that's the place I'd recommend. And sometimes it's not, oysters are always big, you know, depending on time of the year. But generally, they've been out for the last few days. And walked up here, heard you a time on this, just thought I'd say hello. I'll turn back to you, Tom, and I'll talk to you a little bit later today, maybe. N4IQ and 0TR and 4DJC.
Nice to hear you. Yeah, I called you several times here lately, and I wondered about you. Rusty's getting better from his dental work. That's good to hear. And, Bill, I used to take oyster stew to work when I worked at that wheel plant before I retired for I worked there 4 years, and they shut it down and sent it to Mexico. But whenever I'd open up that thermos jug of oyster stew, about five or six guys would get up and walk out. I didn't know it till the first time I'd done it, because I never knew what Bernice was going to pack in my lunch. They didn't like the smell of that oyster stew, Bill.
I said, move over, Tom. Let's share some. Well, you know, everybody's different. Yeah, like some people are really allergic to peanuts. You just open the bag. I remember one time I was at one place I worked. I was on the way on the other side of the room, and there was this guy is up against the wall on the other side of the room. And this is an engineering place, and there's full of drafting boards and whatnot. But I opened up a can of peanuts, and then it wasn't 10 seconds later, this guy from the other side of the room said, does somebody have peanuts in here? I mean, it was just like that loud. And this guy was, you know, basically deathly allergic to peanuts. He sensed those peanuts being opened in the back of the room. I couldn't believe it, over.
This is Gerald T.R. Well, my golly, he had a good nose on him. I had a guy I worked with for many years at McNally Manufacturing up in Kansas. And if I was having difficulty locating a burnout coil or something like that, mainly the coils, because we had to have them hand-wound. They were on a French Berthier 27-foot boring mill. And I'd just go get John. He was Italian, and he had a nose like one of those dogs that they go out and track people with, you know. And he could smell out that relay for me, Bill. It was kind of cute.
For a nose? I never heard of that now. Oh, yeah. Well, there are people like different things, and they're affected by different smells. Oh, me. Well, if you got all your Christmas shopping done, and your daughter, Amy, I believe her name's Amy, I'm pretty sure. Is she going to have a big get-together?
Yeah, Bill, Bakelite was the other one that was really bad. If you had 480, you know how you get cast iron dust or something like that on it and it'll track the ground. That was the nastiest smelling stuff. Or synthane was really bad, too. Well, yeah, Amy's going to have one big meal, and Bernice is going to have one big meal here. We're going to have barbecued ribs. You had those ones here. And all the trimmings. And then the next day we're going to go down there for, she's having prime rib. Both of them are excellent chefs. I won't say cooks. They're not. They're chefs. And, well, you met Amy. She was here that day and helped Bernice with that big meal for the hams, the ham radio guys. But Shelly and Hal and Abby, she's going to Ohio State University. They're all flying in from Michigan tomorrow evening. And so we're going to pick them up, and then we'll have the one meal here the next day, and then the next day have a meal down at Amy's. And Shelly's teaching now, Bill. I sent you a video of one of the concerts she just played in. I thought she just played one concert with 5,000 people in it there at that one church. She played three concerts there, and there was 15,000 people. It was sold out. Boy, that was quite a service. I don't know if I sent that to you or not. It's unbelievable what they did at that mega church. But anyway, that's the plan for the weekend, Bill, in 4IQ and 0TR.
What are you going to do with all the leftovers?
I don't know. That one grandson's 6'5 now and 285 and wears a size 16 shoe, and he's 16 now, Bernice? 16 years old, and the younger one's 14, and he's pretty good size, too. They can put a lot of weight.
I know the other day, Lane was saying, is it just me, or He says, but is everybody just bigger nowadays? She says, I get tired of looking up at everybody when I have to talk to them now. She says, I don't remember when I was in high school, it didn't seem like it was that way. I said, well, they are coming bigger now. And also, I said, in my case, well, I'm getting smaller. I'm about 2 inches shorter than I was probably 12, 15 years ago.
I was 5'11 and a half. I don't even know what I am now. But I got to tell you, my son-in-law's uncle, which we really love him and his wife and his family. They're great people. They live down off of Woodruff down there in a very nice area. And it's kind of to the south part of Woodruff. And John was an official at Mitzman for many years. And he got shingles the other day, but he didn't have a single shot. And it turned into encephalitis. And he's been in the hospital for over a month now with a swollen brain and all that. I really thought the world of him. He's an ex-Marine. And him and I always had a lot of fun talking. But I didn't know that shingles could go into that. And then it makes your brain swell. He almost died. Now he's in a rehab center. He's retired, about my age, maybe a little older. But, boy, get that shingle shot, I'll tell you for sure. We've had ours for quite a while.
Boy, sound like he's having a real bout of it. Well, you know, yeah, I've had my shingle shots. But I got mine, and I called up Lane. I said, they've got the vaccine down here. And this is like, what, 4 years ago? Maybe longer. Because we've been looking for it. She says, no, I'll just get it later. I said, you better come down here. Well, lo and behold, she got shingles. And then, I know you know the story, but she got misdiagnosed. It about killed her. Between the shingles and what the doctors did, it just about killed her. And I tell you, the shingles vaccine is something you don't want to put off. You know, especially, you know, if you're really young, it probably doesn't make a difference. But, you know, once you get probably in 40s and 50s, you better go get your shot.
Yeah, I think it's recommended at 50, Bill. Well, at the time, I had checked with the VA to see if they had it, and they said no. So I said, well, I'm not waiting on it. So Bernice's insurance covered some, but mine didn't for some reason. I don't know why. It's not a cheap shot, I didn't care. I went down there to Walmart and got it. And when I was there, Josh, the guy at the Taylor's Walmart, showed me a picture of his father, who's a disabled veteran, and he got it. And he showed me a picture of it. And it would, you know, I asked him, I said, you ever see it, Josh? And he says, well, being you ask, I'll show you. It was sickening.
Shingles is nothing to be laughed at. And people have it just. It torments them. Of course, you're going to have it a lot of different places. You have it. You don't want to get it near your eyes. Lane had it in her arms and one arm in her hand and whatnot. I've got a picture of it. I just keep it for reference. It's horrid looking. And it got misdiagnosed as poison ivy. So they gave her steroids. And then they found out she was diabetic, and then they put her in a hospital for a week in a coma.
I remember that, Bill, now that you mention it. Yeah, that was terrible. Well, John, he almost died with it, and it's Scott, our son-in-law's uncle. And, man, this guy's as big as Isaac, the grandson I just described to you. He's big. And it put him down. And now, after laying in a bed at that age for a month, and they sent him to rehab, and they took him off of the antibiotics, and the very next day, they had to send him back to the hospital because his brain started to swell again and he'd get incoherent. Well, then they finally got it under control and sent him to rehab. But you can't hardly walk after you've been in bed that long at that age. So he's having to learn things over now.
I'm in the parking lot here called 219 Georgia Sideway, and I'm going to go in there. I haven't seen a lane today. Looks like the rain has pretty much stopped, so first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take those for a walk. And then I got a bunch of hamburgers I want to cook, so I'll do that once I get back. I've got the afternoon plan. Well, it's nice talking to you, Tom, and hope you have a very nice Christmas. Sounds like you just got plenty to do.
He was home. I knew it the minute you pulled in the driveway. You got a little scratchy. Well, you got a lot scratchy. Well, give Elaine a hug and give them doggies a hug, and we'll catch you later, and Merry Christmas. N4IQ and 0TR 73.